just ahead of the Jerry Gear Show. Chicago weather fair and cold the remainder of this morning, becoming cloudy with a chance of rain or snow by evening, continuing through Thursday. The low this morning, 20. The high today, 35. Chicago temperatures, north 25, south 24. And in the loop, I have 27 degrees at 1 o'clock. This is Roy Wood.
WLS, Chicago. Gary Gear Show.
WLS Chicago.
102. And this is Big 89, hit number 09. That's 9 from 1971. Flying with Big Davey Edmonds.
You went away and left me long time ago. Now you're knocking on my door. I hear you knocking.
Up 89 and 1971, it's Brother Dave Edmonds. Hear you banging on that back door with a bag full of goodies. 105 at WLS and the Gary Gear Show, making Wednesday better.
When you say but,
when you say but,
you said a lot of things nobody else can say.
Rent the Lindsay Look tuxedo from Henry's Formal Wear, the one everyone's talking about.
Hey, that's nice. Henry's has 9 convenient locations. There's a Henry's Formal Wear store in LaGrange, one in Downers Grove, and one in Archer, California. And also opening very soon on Lee Street in Des Plaines.
WLS!
Presenting the winners of the 5th Annual WLS Hit Parade Awards. New Year's Eve, starting at 6 o'clock.
Somebody who looked just like you.
Stylistics, and you are everything, and everything is you, and that's the way it should be. 110 at WLS on the Gary Gear Show.
Mr. Norm's got the deals on your kind of wheels. Mr. Norm, depend on him. Performance.
Your kind of wheels. Everybody's cutting down on cubes, compression, and carbs. But there's no sacrifice in performance at Grand Spalding Dodge. You'll dig Mr. Norm's Dodge Dynamite, 72 Charger Rallies, Challenger Rallies, Demon 340s, and the newest of Mr. Norm's moving wheels, the supercharged Demon GSS. They're all set up, geared up with Mr. Norm's performance. At Grand Spalding Dodge, 3300 West Grand Avenue.
Join the GoPro today. Norm will show you the way. See Grand Spalding Dodge.
Remember, really, no matter where you are, you're just not too far from Grand Spalding Dodge.
Holiday weather.
But it's holiday weather. St. Charles, Naperville, and Chicago. Well, life could be a holiday. Let's put it this way. It's more like Christmas now than it was when it was Christmas. So take your holiday now and forget about what happened last week, huh? Fair and cold, the remainder of this morning becoming cloudy with a chance of rain or snow by this evening. Continuing through Thursday with a low this morning of 20 and a high today of 35. Officially in Chicago, it's 24. And in the loop, I have 27 degrees at WLS with this reminder that cerebral palsy is the number one crippler of children. In every 53 minutes, a child is born with this condition. It can't be cured, but it can be helped. United Cerebral Palsy can help, if you will. Please be generous when a 53-minute march volunteer calls on you January 16th.
Gary Gears, WLS.
Somebody help me.
They're looking for love, the J. Giles Band, or as J.J. calls them, the J. Giles Band. Nobody would leave Maine unless they mispronounced names. 115 at WLS and the Gary Gear Show.
Original Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, brewed by the first of the great Milwaukee brewers.
top 89 in 1971, Bread. And If at 118. Big 89 hits time at WLS and the Gary Gear Show, letting you know where you belong with me. Big 89 hits time at WLS with Gary Gears. Come on, children. Giggle for the boys and girls.
Stones would play inside her head.
WLS. And this is Gary Gears. It's Hit by Magic. It's Badfinger.
I remember finding out about
you. WLS.
128. Big 89 hits time at WLS with Sonny and Cher in their own confectionery store.
Sometimes when I'm down and all alone, oh, honey.
From the Rock of Chicago, you're hearing a mountain of music.
WLS Chicago.
1:30 with Gary Gears playing the Big 89 Solid Rock Hits of 1971. Town Mama, D.D. Ross, number 77 in the top 89 in 1971. Remember Me. And then she left the Supremes. It's 1:34. Big 89 hits time at WLS with Gary Gears. You know, I just realized you will never see J.J., Jeffrey, and Bozo together at the same time. I wonder why. Guitar Band. It's Scorpio, 137 at WLS and the Gary Gears Show on a Wednesday morning in Chicago. I ran across something today that irritated me because I'm a driver. I park my car, just like anybody else. The parking rates in all Chicago Park District lots were increased yesterday, subject to approval by President Nixon's Price Commission. And for those of you who do drive, some rates were doubled, including those all-day parking in the east lot at Soldier Field when the facility is not in use. The east lot rate will go from 25 cents to 50 cents. And if you park in Grant Park Underground, garage rates will be boosted from 75 cents for the first hour to a buck. And attendant parking will go from $1 to $1.25. And all-day parking in the Monroe Street lot will be increased from $1 to $1.50, with monthly rates going from $30 to $35. And rates at Soldier Field for Bear football games, the home games, obviously, when you don't play away, you don't park there. Next season will double from $1 to $2, and the rates for events other than Bear contests will rise from $1 to $1.25. So remember, when you're coming downtown to park, you are the one now being taken for a ride.
When you say but, you've said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say but, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best.
When you say but,
you've said it all.
Hey, baby, if you dig the long, lean look.
Henry's has 9 convenient locations. Here's your Henry's Formal Way store in LaGrange, one at Downers Grove, and one at 147th and Main Street in Harvey, and also opening very soon on Lee Street in Des Plaines.
Windy City weather.
For Gilmer, Great Lakes, and Chicago, weather fair and cold. The remainder this morning becoming cloudy with a chance of rain or snow by evening. Continuing through Thursday, low this morning of 20, high today of 35. Chilly area so far, DuPage with 21 degrees. Milwaukee is 24 degrees, O'Hare 25. The wind is out of the southwest at 10, which is kind of brisk, but it's kind of nice and fresh out there this morning. Officially in Chicago, it's 24, and on the loop, I have 27 degrees at WLS. With this reminder to you employers, are you finding a lot of good reasons to hire veterans? How about you? Don't forget, hire the vet. Contact your state employment service or Veterans Administration office.
Gary Gee.
From the WLS Big 89 Hits of 1971, number 29.
Talking to myself and feeling old.
Karen and Richie, the Carpenters. The number 29 record to the top 89 in 1971. For those rainy days and Mondays. Beautiful song. It's 149 at WLS with Gary Gears. Jack Morning Show, 5 to 9 in the Big 89. But for now, an old-fashioned love song. For today.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio.
News. The Gil Gross Report.
Sniper fire has wounded a homicide investigator at the Washington Park Homes. Claude Wiley was shot in the hip while putting a suspect into a police car. Wiley is in fair condition. A Chicago man has been arrested for running a stolen car wreck. John Willis reports from Fairfield, Iowa.
A 35-year-old Chicago man, identified by authorities as Lawrence Johnson, is being held in Burlington, Iowa tonight, awaiting arraignment before a federal magistrate on charges of interstate transportation of a motor vehicle.
He's also told us a garage was found with enough parts in it to rebuild an entire car from the bottom up. Mrs. Robert Cleland of Wilmette was one of a small group of anti-war protesters who marched through the loop yesterday. We asked why she was there.
Join the protest of these other young people and middle-aged people and elderly people to oppose the war, the new bombing in North Vietnam. Try to persuade the president and our Congress to reduce the level of fighting down to zero.
The particular target of the protesters yesterday was the 4-day series of U.S. bombings in North Vietnam, the heaviest air raids conducted in 3 years. The planes are over North Vietnam right now for the fourth straight day. North Vietnam now claims 6 U.S. jets shot down. Vietnam War vets protesting the war were arrested for misdemeanors yesterday while demonstrating at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington.
The veterans against the war have blocked the entrance to the Lincoln Memorial, and one by one, they're being led by policemen down the steps and into 2 D.C.
Snow predictions. He says if it snows by Friday night, he'll become a Playboy bunny. So he could yet have a hoppy new gears. WLS weather next.
Hi. I'm Larry Fowler, manager of education and training at the Chicago Skill Center, 1849 West Pershing Road. Trainees at the center are enrolled in combinations of vocational training and job-related academic classes, who after the training session will be placed in trade-related jobs. Won't you come and visit our centers? For more information, call 254-3181. Thank you.
Just ahead of the Gary Gear Show, WLS weather, fair and cold this morning, cloudy and warmer today, with snow or rain likely by Wednesday night, continuing into Thursday. The overnight low 20, and the high today, 35. Chicago temperatures, the north 26, the south 26, and in the loop I have 28 degrees at 1:59 a.m. This is Gil Gross.
WLS, Chicago. Chicago, the Gary Gear Show.
WLS Chicago
202, and this is Big 89 hit number 13, Lucky 13 from 1971. The Partridge Family, and doesn't somebody want to be wanted?
I go downtown and roam around, but every street I walk, I find another dead end.
From 1971, Partridge Family. Doesn't somebody want to be wanted? I certainly hope so. It's 205 at WLS.
When you say but,
when you say but,
you've said a lot of things nobody else can say.
When you say but, Wiser,
you've said it all.
Hey, baby, the one everyone's talking about.
Well, you should know that Henry's has 9 convenient locations. There's a Henry's FomaWare store at LaGrange, one at Downers Grove. We'd one at 147 to Main Street in Harvey, and also opening very soon on Lee Street in Displays.
WLS.
Presenting the winners of the 5th Annual WLS Hit Parade Awards, New Year's Eve, starting at 6 o'clock.
I've been down one time, and I've been down two times.
There's a brother that needs some help. That's Joe Simon running into See You Live at 210. At WLS and the Gary Gear Show. Still trying to figure out about this remark. If it doesn't snow by Friday, I am going to become a Playboy bunny? That's going to be a hair-raising experience. Oh, no, 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 no. It should snow, but yeah, so we'll wrap it up. It should snow by then.
Mr. Norm's got the deals on your kind of wheels.
So dig 'em, huh? Grant's Spalding Dodge at 3300 West Grant Avenue.
Join the GoPro today. Norm will show you the way. See, Grant Spalding.
Remember, no matter where you are, you're really not too far from Grant Spalding Dodge.
Windy City weather.
Places are nut house. For Skokie, Willamette, in Chicago, your weather. Fair and cold the remainder of this morning. Becoming cloudy with a chance of rain or snow by evening. Continuing through Thursday with a low this morning of 20 and a high today of 35. Matter of fact, if you're going to do a little traveling for the holiday to come, 75 degrees is the high reported nationally in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And it's 22 below in Helena, Montana. That is chilly. Right now, we've got 23 degrees in DuPage. Milwaukee is 24. O'Hare with 26. Officially in Chicago, it's 26. And in the loop, a little bit warmer. I have 28 degrees at WLS. With this reminder, the Maywood Environmental Controls Association says a permanent container for recycling newspapers will be at the White Food Mart at 5th Avenue and Walnut Street, Maywood. Starting January 8th, the association asks everybody in the Maywood area to save their newspapers and bring them to the container.
Gary Gee!
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing.
Joel Willie, that's Jonathan Edwards. At 2:15 now, WLS with Gary Gears from the Big 89 locker room, L.A. Lakers. They've now made it 29 in a row last night by whipping the Buffalo Braves 105-87. In an NBA game, the Lakers held the Braves to 10 points in the second quarter and then coasted home. Jerry West and Wilt Chamberlain were again the big men for the streaking Lakers. Chamberlain had 23 points and 13 rebounds, and West had 24 points. Unfortunately, it sort of overshadowed a great game last night between the Bulls and Milwaukee, which the Bulls came out on top with 116-105, extending The Bulls' winning streak to 6 games now. Baltimore rolled over Cincinnati, 119-87. Cleveland came from behind to nip Portland, 112-111. New York dumped Detroit, 119-100. And Boston beat Philadelphia, 120-116. And in the American Basketball Association, it was Virginia, 129, Carolina, 126, Indiana, 111, Memphis, 104, and Denver, 114, Pittsburgh, 105. And in football, Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Otis Taylor yesterday was named UPI Player of the Year in the American Football Conference. Taylor led the Chiefs to the playoffs this season with 7 touchdowns, edged out Miami quarterback Bob Greasy. And, well, that was in the voting. Anyway, Taylor's speed and sure hands made him unstoppable during the regular season play. He amassed over 1,100 yards in the air and was second in the conference in pass receptions with 27. Also, Larry Zonka was third in the voting, and Len Dawson, the man who throws to Taylor, was fourth in that voting. And sticking with football, Elijah Pitts, the 11-year veteran with the Green Bay Packers, announced yesterday he was retiring as a player to become a full-time scout with the Packers. Pitts was the Pack's 13th round draft choice in 1960. He was traded to the Bears last year, but wound up playing most of the season with the New Orleans Saints. That's strange. And in hockey, there was just one National Hockey League game played last night. The Toronto Maple Leafs beating the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-2. Veteran Norm Ullman scored in each period for a hat-trick to pace the Leafs. And Bill McMillan scored the other Toronto goal, while Daryl Estrand and Nick Harbrook scored for Pittsburgh. And there's one more interesting hockey note. It's with the New World Hockey Association, which is going to have a team here in Chicago. And they are going to be the Cougars. And I got them confused with the semi-pro team that's playing in town now over the holidays. It's going to have, they're having, I don't know how many games they're playing, but they're playing out west, the Chicago Cardinals, which is a semi-pro team, which is in town during the season. For some reason, I don't know why I got them confused, but we will have the Chicago Cougars of the New World Hockey Association. Anyway, attorney for Boston Bruins star Derek Sanderson said yesterday that Sanderson has been offered a very substantial offer to sign with the Miami franchise of the new hockey league, as I think I'd heard rumors that Bobby Hall was also asked, but I don't know. I think they're better off where they are.
Good old time flavor in Pasco Ribbon Beer. Good old time flavor. WLS
yesterday. That's Alice Cooper with a number 57 song of the top 89 in 1971 and 18 at 2:21. Big 89 hits time at WLS with Gary Gears and Donnie Osmond.
Hey girl, I want you to know.
WLS. 2:24, Big 89 hits time at WLS on the Gary Gears Show, and this is Rare Earth. Big Brother's gonna get you. The 227 Big 89 hits time at WLS. This is number one. She's on top of the rock. Melanie Sacra. You've got a brand new key.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
Rock of Chicago. You're hearing a mountain of music.
WLS Chicago.
With Gary Gears playing the Big 89 solid rock hits of 1971.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy.